We're doing Mem Gimel now. Mem Gimel.
And who are they? They are the false prophets, people that have added corruption, perversion of justice. There are three parts to this kingdom. The opening part is talking to Tzion. Tzion, you let this happen. Tzion, you let them veer you off the path, and that's why you were destroyed. The second part, as we'll get to, is a prayer, a plea. Tzion, go storm the heavens and start to daven to get the geula. No more suffering. Bring yourself back to royalty and grace that you're supposed to be. And the third part, we offer hope to your Shalayim. You will have a day that you'll see Tzion built up once again. Adia Karlev Shi Tamruk Shemanayev Tzion V'shalmu Yimei Avlech V'sason V'gil. There will be an end to the days of your mourning. Ki Tama Vonech U'mishneshe Vonech. There'll be an end to all the sins. Tzion will be built up. We go through all the kinos, and throughout the kinos, there are stanzas here and there, interwoven throughout the kinos, of Hashem is the righteous one, and we've sinned. And we know we've sinned. It's with a full recognition. There are full kinos that state that, L'cha Hashem Tzedakah, V'lanu Boshe Sapan. But the truth is, that's not the focus of the kinos. The focus of the kinos, starting last night, Zachor Hashem Mehayalanu. Hashem! Hashem, remember what we used to have. As if it's His achrayus, it's His responsibility. And indeed, that is what we do. We turn to Hashem and we say, it's your responsibility to bring us back. We can't do this alone. And we look high and low for anybody that we could pin the responsibility upon. Today, the kinos open, and we turn to the third kino of the day. We turn to the yom itself, Tisha B'Av. It's your responsibility. You are the one that had to do it, and you're the one that has to turn it from a yom klala to a yom bracha. We turn to the Batei Mikdash, Ahali. It's your responsibility. Look what happened to you. It's just great. You bring us all back. And the day ends close. The kinos, I mean, close to the end. We turn to Tzion. Not like other Tzion kinos where we're yearning for Tzion to daven on our behalf, to go do whatever it can. But the opening of this Kina and Gimel is Tzion, you're the one responsible. Look what you, as if Tzion could have orchestrated something. Just to understand, Tzedakah and Mishpat is the bottom line for Tzion, for your Shalom. Tzedakah and Mishpat, that's what the royalty of Tzion is. Mishpat is scrupulous justice, and Tzedakah, as the Tzitz Eliezer writes, the point is to run this country not just based on the din, but on the Pnim Yishuras HaDin. We have to have the best honesty in the world, and we also have to have the best concern for the unfortunate in the world. The best healthcare, the best stock organizations, the best schooling, that's Tzedakah and Mishpat. You can't have a student doesn't get into a school because of his ethnic background. That's not tzedakah mishpat. You can't have people lying in order to get more money. That's not tzedakah mishpat. You can't have misappropriation of funds. It's not tzedakah mishpat. That's not the way we're going to get back to Yerushalayim. And we turn to Yerushalayim and say, Tzion, you could have orchestrated something. You could have opened the ground up and swallowed these leaders. You could have done something. The Rabbanim were terrified, the Gemara tells us, of telling the rich and powerful anything, lest they won't be there when they need them. And Tzion, we turn to you. You have to take responsibility. I'd like to end with a story to illustrate, perhaps, why we build up the kinos, and only in the mems do we hit Tzion with this plea. A, you have responsibility. Why? Because we're not strong enough on our own. We need everyone and anyone to plea on our behalf and to take responsibility. And B, to daven on our behalf. And to orchestrate the world so that we'll get to what we need. And the story is a true story, very well-known individual, Rav Shlomo Yisachar Teichtel, the author of a Sefer Ein Rabbanim Smeich. He witnessed the murder of a number of his family members, and he and his immediate family, his children and his wife, went into an attic and were safe there in hiding. And in that attic, he decided, maybe we've forgotten Eretz Yisrael, and I have to write a sefer to show the glory of Eretz Yisrael. He ultimately got out of hiding, was able to end up in Budapest before it was raided. And in Budapest, he completed the sefer, sent it to be printed, and indeed, it was printed in his lifetime. And he saw it. And when he saw the printed copy, he added a few more notes, a few more pages. In the second introduction, which was before it was printed, it was in the original, he tells over a story of a man who had two daughters. And he decided that they had to run away. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, set a decree that all the girls are going to be taken to an Eretz HaNegzeres, decreed upon land, they'll be tortured. Now they know that no one knows what happens to those neshamot harot. And so this father went ahead and he decided he has to run away. He took his daughters. It was Erev Pesach, and they were going to send a telegram to his wife, as soon as they crossed the border in peace. And she was waiting and yearning, anticipating the letter, and unfortunately, right before they got across the border, they got caught. They were thrown into a cell until later they would hear the orders from above, what would happen to them. The mother received notification that her husband and daughters were caught and they would be tortured and killed. You could understand that her yontif was turned. It was already an unknown, but an unknown waiting, yearning, anticipating for something good, and now total darkness. It was bleak. It was terrible. There's nothing worse. Yagum v'anachum. There's a tremendous tzaddik of the time who lived in Budapest, the vaults, one of the Rabbanim of the Kehila, and he went ahead and he did not sleep or eat for 3 days until he got enough money to go and try to get a ransom. And he ran and did whatever he could, and he actually succeeded on the last day Pesach. Yom Tov Achim Shel Pesach, he was able to ransom this individual and his two daughters. And they sent it, he instructed a non-Jew to go send a telegram to the wife, the mourning, grieving mother. Go tell her the news, they're going to come home tomorrow in Yisrael. And when she got the news, you can imagine the emotional overturning of the emotions, what was going on inside her. It's not to be described, from the bottom despair to an unbelievable, incredible anticipation. My husband and daughters are going to come back home. And the next day, she wasn't waiting indoors. She went outside of her home in the courtyard, looking in every direction. Maybe there they are. Maybe there they are. When are they coming? And all of a sudden, she sees Netzach. And she sees her husband and the two daughters, and they run to greet each other in the embrace of the mother and her daughters. The tears rolling down her face at that moment. Rav Techtel writes, anyone who did not see that moment, the moment of that embrace, never saw Simcha in their life. He said, that's why I named the Sefer Ema Banim Smecha, the mother, the grieving mother of the children who were sent into Galus. She's waiting, she is pained, and when she embraces us again, tears of joy are unbelievable. When he got the Sefer in print, he added one more introduction. And at the end of that, he says, by the way, I now want to tell everybody that the story I wrote about at the end of the second Hatamah, that was about me and my daughters. He knows the pain of the grieving mother, and Mirat Hashem, the simcha. And maybe we are getting close to the end of the day with the kinos turning to tzion, because we turn to Hashem, we turn to the yom, we turn to the batei mikdash, we tell the non-Jewish enemies of us, you're going to pay for it, we turn to ourselves. There's one more power, that's the most powerful feeling, emotion, perhaps known to man. And that's the grieving mother. And we turn to Tzion. Tzion, you gotta do this for us. You gotta orchestrate it. You gotta help us out of this. Davin, can't do any more pain. We will be happy to partner up with you. It's ever open mishpat.
Siyam b'mishpat
tikhadeh b'shalom. Siyam b'mishpat l'chitah. Isu. 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 Is